The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, the fourth chapter, verses 31 through 44. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And in the synagogue there was a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, "Ha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And when the demon had thrown him down in their midst, he came out of him, having done him no harm. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about him went out into every place in the surrounding region. And he arose and left the synagogue and entered Simon's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they appealed to him on her behalf. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she rose and began to serve them. Now when the sun was setting, all those who had any who were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desolate place. And the people sought him and came to him, and would have kept him from leaving them. But he said to them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." And he was preaching in the synagogues of Judea. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to trust and believe in Jesus' teaching, for his word possessed authority. Yes, they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." Therefore, help us by the power and guidance of the Holy Spirit to listen always to the word and to the voice of Jesus, and to never take them from our heart till we see you as you are. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of St. Luke, the fourth chapter, with special attention to the following verses. And Jesus was teaching them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. And they were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And reports about Jesus went out into every place in the surrounding region. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, Jesus' word possessed authority. Yes, there was no question about the fact that people were literally astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. As Jesus healed the sick and the brokenhearted from their illnesses and diseases, making the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see, the mute to speak again, and even raising from the dead Jairus' little girl, as well as Lazarus, after having been dead for 4 days. As a matter of fact, we read in our text that Jesus went down to Capernaum. And when the Sabbath came, he went into the synagogue and began to teach. Yes, as a Jew Nazarite himself, Jesus went into the synagogue every Sabbath day and took part in the service. Jesus learned that from his parents, Joseph and Mary, as it became very evident early on during his childhood, especially at the age of 12, when Jesus went to Jerusalem with his parents. His parents were already astonished then at his teaching and especially amazed at his understanding of scriptures and his answers to the religious leaders. As a matter of fact, at the time Jesus told his parents when he was 12 years old, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my Father's house?" Yes, didn't you know that? The words of the third commandment of our Lord, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." However, now at the age of 30, Jesus was not only going to the synagogue to honor the Sabbath day, but to teach them on the Sabbath. He taught them things that were completely and totally contrary to everything they had learned from the religious leaders, the scribes, the Pharisees, and the teachers of the law concerning the scriptures. Jesus told them that now they must listen to him, not to them, and his new teaching about the kingdom of God. And the people listened to him attentively. We read in our text that they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. As a matter of fact, in the Gospel of Mark, we read that the people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority and not as the teachers of the law. Yes, everything Jesus taught them was not only different from what they had learned from the religious leaders, but that it was now a new teaching in which Jesus had come not to abolish the law and the prophets, but to fulfill them. As a matter of fact, Jesus' authority became very evident when a man who had the spirit of an unclean demon cried out saying, "Aha! What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." And what was Jesus' immediate response? Not to the man, but to the evil spirit. Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and said, "Be silent and come out of him." And immediately, the evil spirit came out of this man, shook him violently. And as soon as the people saw what had happened, they were all amazed and began to say to one another, "What is this word? For with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits," and they came out. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verse 27, we read, "What is this? A new teaching? And with authority? He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him." Yes, Jesus was teaching them on the Sabbath with power and great authority, as reports about Jesus went out into every place in the surrounding regions. And once he had finished teaching them, Jesus left the synagogue and he went to Simon Peter's house. They probably went there for the meal, since the main Sabbath meal was always served immediately after the synagogue service. Just like we do here at Shepherd in the Pines, we have the service and then we have the fellowship with the meal. And as soon as they arrived, the disciples told Jesus that Simon Peter's mother-in-law was ill with a high fever, and they begged him to heal her. And how does Jesus respond to them? We read in our text that Jesus stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately, she rose and began to serve them. Amazing, isn't it? Incredible. Yes, Jesus just stood over her, rebuked the spirit, took her hand, lifted her up, and she was ready to serve the meal as if nothing had ever happened. As a matter of fact, as Jesus was having the meal with his disciples and the sun was setting, the people continued to bring those who were sick with various diseases, and he laid his hand on every one of them and healed them. Even the demons came out crying, "You are the Son of God." But Jesus immediately rebuked them and would not allow the evil spirits to speak, because they knew that he was the Christ. Yes, even demons knew that Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one of God. We read in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 17, that Jesus healed many sick, the oppressed, and cast out demons. In order to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, chapter 53, verse 4, that Jesus would indeed become the Messiah. He took our infirmities and he carried our diseases. Finally, when it was day again, Jesus departed and went out to a desolate place in order to pray. As a matter of fact, Jesus did this repeatedly during his 3-year public ministry, as he needed time to get away. He needed time to rest, just like we do. We need time to rest, and Jesus needed time to speak to his Father in heaven. And it's interesting to note that the people wouldn't stop following him. They wouldn't leave him alone. They even tried to keep him from leaving, but they just couldn't do it, even though they tried, because Jesus told them, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other towns as well, for I was sent for this purpose." Yes, it became very clear that everyone was seeking Jesus because of his many miraculous signs and wonders. And not because Jesus had come to become the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. The words of Jesus himself, "For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." The words of Jesus in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 38, "Let us go somewhere else, to the nearby villages, so I can preach there also. That is why I have come." Yes, as the good shepherd, Jesus said repeatedly, I have come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. And that's precisely what Jesus continued to do as he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And that continues to be true even today. It really hasn't changed. Jesus does not only continue to preach and to teach us through his word as we worship him this morning, as we listen to his word, as we grow and learn, but he also continues to heal us from ills and diseases through the power of prayer. Yes, Jesus has also come to save us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil as we believe and trust in him as our Savior. May God the Father bless us and preserve us through his Holy Spirit today as we trust not only in Jesus' powerful healing, but especially and most importantly in Jesus' powerful preaching and teaching as the Christ, the one who has come to save us indeed from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Yes, they were astonished at his teaching, for his word possessed authority. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Speak, O Lord, your servant listens. Let your word to me come near. Oh, what blessing to be near you and to listen to your voice. Precious Jesus, I entreat you, let your words in me take root. Never take them from my heart till I see you as you are. God bless you in your faith, your trust in Jesus, as you listen to the word spoken by Jesus. Listen to his voice as the good shepherd, our Savior, our Messiah. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us always as we indeed listen to the word, listen to the voice of Jesus until we see him as he is. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. Amen.